Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look, now look at his steal. Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mazes.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And on this beautiful, beautiful Earth Day, boy, does planet Earth look good, and boy, is my Earth spinning exactly how I need it to in Louisville sports. Steve Rummage on vacation chasing the boo.
Still waiting.
Still nothing, Chase. Listen, there for some reason, Chase, I just knew you would be doing this show last night, and you have infected my evening. I'm sitting last night. I'm watching. I may or may not have been alone. I'm watching a movie called Secondhand Lions. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Secondhand Lion is what I'm watching. Text us, 3831 939. If you've seen the movie Secondhand Lion, if you've watched that movie, give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, because it's one of those movies I'm still debating. It left me warm and fuzzy on the inside at the end of the movie, but I'm still like trying to debate on if it was a legit good movie or not. It uses the kid from Sixth Sense, and he's a good little actor, so you're going to have, you know, you got the wholesome thing going. And I'm sitting there, and I pause it, and all I'm thinking of is we gotta get something for Chase. So when I say Chase in the booth, he has to be able to hit a one-liner. First texter, 3831-939, gets a thumbs up on Secondhand Line. Give me one quick opinion on it or something. Like just give me some kind of follow-up. I just need to know if that movie, is it a recommendable movie? Is it a little too mushy? Is it a little too, you know, doughy? You know, something like that. But anyway, I enjoyed it. Chase, what's going on?
Nothing much. We had a couple football players in the portal, but other than that, I'm finishing up my school.
Is that how you started the show?
Oh, that's my life. What, yeah.
That is not middays, Chase.
That's true.
What do you mean? It's a beautiful day outside. It's Earth Day. We just had a spring game. We just watched the debut with Tyler Shuck right up the sideline. Chris Bell, first sharp pass, perfect chemistry between quarterback and number one wide receiver for, what, 80 yards up the sideline. I mean, we got guys on campus. Every top recruit on the planet is mentioned in Louisville. And Chase says,
couple guys in the transfer portal and not much going on.
I didn't know it was Earth Day. I guess I forgot.
Don't you use the iPhone?
Yeah, did it tell me that?
Or they haven't infected your iPhone with reminders that this is Earth Day?
No, they, well.
I bet you they have.
They probably have.
I bet you they have. And I don't like, don't get me wrong, I don't like notifications popping up in my iPhone and iMessages that I don't program myself. And I'm like, why are y'all shoving Earth Day? Every day should be Earth Day, but why are you shoving it across all my platforms? But I can tolerate it, but yeah.
Yeah, I probably exit out. Like, when I wake up and I'm here. So I just exit out of everything and just.
So what do you do? Clear.
I'll get to look at it later. Because most of the stuff is, like, stuff that I don't need
to see. Yeah, and I don't know the significance, really, of Earth Day, but thumbs up, Fuzzy. On the text line, I guess the secondhand lines, says, thumbs up, Fuzzy, manly movie, Robert Duvall, and a Robert Duvall fan. Yeah, it's the Sixth Sense kid. It's Robert Duvall. What's the old guy? Not Brimley, but it's just one of those. It's the Kingsman guy, like one of those,
one of those OGs,
like you just, that guy, of course you stick him in your movie. It gives it a good story. It's like putting Morgan Freeman as the storyteller in your movie. It's like, there's a floor with Morgan Freeman. It'll never be below a 7 out of 10 if Morgan Freeman is narrating the movie.
Yeah, that's the cast you got.
It's like, you throw those two in a movie together. It's like, you can't go any worse than 7.
If you watch till the end, then it, I mean, something. And like, I don't ever watch a movie to the end, and at the end I'm like, that was awful. Really. If it's awful, I'll jump ship. Really. Like, in the middle.
I can't!
Really?
I can't!
If it's bad?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Listen, if out of 20 movies, I may, out of the last 20 movies, I may have been able to bail on one max. I cannot bail. It's almost like I got to punish myself. Like, no, Marcus, you're going to watch this movie. you're gonna watch it. You're going to determine how trash it. Like I said, so... One movie, man, just put me dead just to sleep on it, you know. But yeah, for the most part, I'm like, no, you're gonna enjoy this. You're gonna play it on out and see what happens.
It makes sense. So you can see, when you actually see a good movie, you're like, man, this movie's way better than that movie. That movie was terrible. And then I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I can't, like I said, I can't bail out of a movie because I'm just like, no, Marcus, we're gonna see how bad can this movie actually get. Because that makes me appreciate all the good movies I watch and all, which is how I digest my sports world. So I guess it's no surprise that, look, it says great cast, kind of goofy, but good. See, I thought that too. It was some low budget scenes.
Yeah.
It's very ass kicky.
Okay.
You know, just, you know, very Chuck Norris-y
at times.
So I was like, okay, I can, hold on, let me see. By the way, the YouTube is up and running. Ah, they say, by the way, the split camera on YouTube looks perfect today. If anybody wants to enjoy, if anybody wants to put a face to Chase, you can go to the YouTube channel, which is Made for the Ville. I brought a double camera, so we have multi views today on the show. You don't mind that?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so either way, you don't do a lot of FaceTiming and all that stuff?
I don't usually, but it doesn't bother me. Mm. I don't know. It never has. Andy Sweeney gave me the moniker Chase the Face, so it's, I don't know. It's kind of
fair.
I don't know if that's, I don't know if he meant it. He said I look like Steve Alford. So
that sounds exactly like something Andy Sweeney would say. Okay, so look, come on, Texas. Look, now they're getting on me already. It's too early for you. You're going to enjoy this movie, whether you like it or not. Okay, fair enough. Marcus at a halftime of games, but sticks through the whole movie. That's a fair assessment. Listen, because I'm not as good at analyzing movies as I am at analyzing basketball, I am an expert at the basketball part, so I can see everything I need to know. And again, I'm gonna watch the basketball game 13 times back to back to back to back to back. So it doesn't, like, if I leave at halftime, it's like, it's okay. I'm going to go home and I'm going to turn it back on. It's going to be playing. It's like, I don't watch regular TV. I just got games. And he was trolling, little buddy.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Okay, a lot of people saying great movie. I'm glad Michael Caine is his name. Do you know the actor I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, Michael Caine. Thank you, thank you, thank you, texters. Chase looks like the handsome Squidward, minus the Squidward. Okay. Texas in participation. Spring game. Did y'all do a lot of spring game this morning? Are you burnt out on spring game conversation? Is the fan base burnt out on spring game? Don't you hate when you have things early Friday evening and it feels like you haven't even, like, it seems like a year ago that you had the spring game. Friday evening spring game, 81-50, 93-9 is the number, 38-31, 93-9. Ooh, expert at beating traffic, says Brad Parnell. I agree with you there. I am big on beating traffic as well. My son used to hate that too because he's like, "Why are you leaving games early?" And I'm like, "Son, first of all, I can't sit on my butt like normal people for hours and hours and hours. So I got to make moves. It's like, I can't sit in traffic, son." Sorry about that. I used to go to Knoxville. I would go to Clarksville and go see his games, and I would be gone right after the game. I got to get off the road, son. I used to go to Knoxville, go to one of them Florida games. Do you know what it's like trying to get out of Knoxville, Tennessee, when the Gators are in town?
Oh, God. No, I don't.
102-455 is Neyland Stadium. It's like thunder for every Saturday home game. So imagine your thunder traffic getting out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Can you imagine? I have to go early. I have to go when the fireworks are still popping off because you'll never get out of that place. Goodness gracious.
I was going to ask you, like, so you definitely didn't do thunder then.
No,
that's like your nightmare.
Oh my God, imagine the anxiety. My father went to Panama. He just got back from Panama City. He leaves Christmas Day. He comes up here, he leaves. We eat, hang out together. We take a nap, probably about 2 o'clock. I'm lucky if I catch him before he leaves because we'll both, you know, we'll get drunk, eat real good, pass out, and hope I'm up by 6 because he'll sleep for 3 or 4 hours. He'll get up. He'll be on the road. He'll drive at night just to avoid public traffic anywhere. He lives outside Atlanta, worked in Atlanta for a bunch of – he would drive into Atlanta at like 4 in the morning and go to sleep somewhere near – the school, because he didn't want to be in traffic, so he had to get in Atlanta and beat the traffic. That's how.
Wow.
He left me with a traffic gene. I hate the city. I love living in Louisville. I love this place. God, I can go from the county to the studio on Cardinal Boulevard in 26 minutes. This is a good little distance. This would be considered commute anywhere else.
That's what's funny is people that complain about traffic in Louisville. I'm like,
don't.
Yo.
Don't. This is perfect traffic. I'm telling you, I've lived everywhere. This place is awesome with traffic. Nashville sucks. New York sucks. Texas sucks. Lebanon sucks. France sucks.
Okay, I was going to ask you about Europe. Like,
God!
It's bad in Europe, too?
Oh! Turnabouts make it a little better.
Okay.
Turnabouts are really aggressive. They're really aggressive. They work, though. Turnabouts work. And there's a lot more bumper cars.
Yeah.
It's like, you bump somebody over there, it's like, don't even waste time pulling over. Just
That's crazy.
Listen, you can get into a fender bender side by side, and just people just thumbs up. You fix your car, I'm gonna fix my car. I ain't got time to be pulling over. And can you imagine that?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
You know, in Lebanon, they don't have lanes.
Oh.
They don't have lanes. So imagine 65 with no lanes. Where it would be two lanes here, it's three kind of lanes. You run three wide, like this is Bristol.
Oh, God.
That's what traffic is like. They picked me up from the airport in Lebanon at 2 a.m. I was riding in that car. You talk about grabbing the OSHA handles. Can you imagine? I was white knuckling on the past. How do we go down this road of traffic? My God. I don't know. A point being, I love this traffic here. Okay. You want to start with the spring game recap? Okay. If somebody comes to Chase and says, okay, Monday morning, Chase, what did you think about the spring game? What are your takeaways? 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. What did you get what are your quick hot takeaways from the spring game?
I'll do three, and they're very general. The defense is really good, and it seemed to be dominant. Shuck is very effortless the way he throws
the
ball.
Stop. I want to start with the first one. Defense has seemed dominant. This is my biggest fear. It's always my biggest fear. It's a natural part of the breakdown of any spring game or any inter-squad scrimmage. There can never be a winner if you don't think positive. There can only be a loser. If your offense looks great, then your defense has to suck. If your offense doesn't move the ball, you're never going to get a defense real credit. So how are you able to get away with giving credit to the defense and not just hating on the offense?
Because the offense won. The offense technically won the spring game.
Okay.
And I still think the defense is legit.
Okay.
But they look super fast, super athletic.
So you like the speed of the defense?
Yeah, secondary mainly, but.
Also, they couldn't tackle to the ground. That sucked.
That did suck.
You know what? Let me rephrase that. Coach, I don't mean your game plan about doing the spring game sucked. I felt bad for the defense, especially early in the game, where they were getting those extra yards and they were doing the rugby scrum. I felt as a former athlete, I was so upset for the defense. I would have been just cussing. And I saw a couple of moments where the defensive guy just took him to the ground. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I'm tackling you. If I hit Kewan Brown, or if I hit Chaney, or if I hit Maurice Turner, and you let him get three extra yards just because he kept his feet chopping, I'm gonna go off on the referee. I'm gonna go off on the coach. I'm gonna be angry. Now, I mean, not get kicked off the team angry, not get in trouble angry, but I'm gonna do something drastic to win the approval of my teammates and cause some problems. I felt bad for the defense.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Like Capers sacked the quarterback,
uh-huh.
And instead of 4th and 12,
yep.
It just stayed at 4th and 2.
Did you see when Jeff Brohm made the referees give him the first down?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see that? He was like, what are we doing here? Like, and he was like, listen. Kudos to Coach Brohm for bullying the referee. That was probably the best time he had, where he could actually force the referees to give my guy the first down. It was a run where Shook ran over to the right side, a little scramble, and I guess they called him down a little too quick. And he's like, what are we doing here? And he's like, nah, move the chains forward. You know, so he gave the first down. But again, I felt really bad for the defense, for the can't tackle, especially when they got the extra yards.
Yeah.
But overall, you like the speed of defense still.
Yeah, yeah. I think our secondary is real good.
When you say defense, again, not tackling to the ground, hard to tell. By the way, you think if there was full tackle that he would have hit Chris Bell on that first catch?
Yeah.
Or did he miss time?
I mean, I think
because he looked like he had a bead on him.
Yeah, I think he probably hits
him. He probably wails on
him. Yeah, and it goes both ways though. Like, Kewan Brown wanted. I mean, he could tell the way.
I would have been so mad.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody woulda, shoulda, coulda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chase, I enjoy telling this story because this is how I know I would have done something right here. One day we'll have to ask Coach Davenport, does he remember this? Mm-hmm. We had a drill in practice where they put those rims on the cover. You can grab that. Where they put the covers on the rim. And not the covers. They're not covers all the way, but they're covers to where they shrunk the rim into a really small hole so the basketball could, like, barely fit. Like, you had to place the basketball straight inside the middle of this rim. And they stuck those things on the rim. And the point of that was for everybody to have to miss the shots and we could work on rebounding all day. Listen, I got the point, Coach. We all get the point. We need to focus on our rebounding. But, Coach, this is not basketball. If you stick something over the rim, it's not basketball. Chase, I got so mad. And everybody knows, sorry, I hate rebounding. I always hated rebounding. I'm sorry. It's a confession. I hated rebounding. So this drill was extra irritating. You can't score. It's not fun. Chase, you know what I did right?
Go ahead. Tell me. I don't.
Blew around my guy. Broke this damn thing off the rim. Listen, this cover was on the rim. I went around and I made sure. I'm going to dunk this ball so hard. I'm going to make sure. This thing was a heavy piece. I busted that thing off the rim. The screws popped loose and everything. I'm like, yeah, we're done. We're done with this drill right here. Like, I get your point, Coach. Between that one and Coach trying to make us run into each other one time because we weren't being physical, I'm like, I'm not doing that, Coach. I'm not breaking my collarbone running into Nate Johnson because, Coach, you're trying to prove a point about how we're not tough.
I get that. the way you get intensity out of players can be.
Yeah, I mean,
you can make it competitive somehow.
Yeah, and I'm like, Coach, I'm sorry. We'll fight harder, but let's not get concussions doing it.
Yeah.
When I came in and saw Rick Pitino in there, Peyton Steven, those guys with helmets on in practice, I'm like, okay, let's calm down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people remember the stories where Coach Pitino had three guys in there with concussion. You know, like boxing helmets on. It's like, come on, Coach, like. That wouldn't go. I don't think that would fly today either.
No, not if anybody knew about it.
Yeah. The camera, the footage will get out before you know it, we're getting canceled. Let me get to that. Is that Sean? Sean, thanks for joining us. I'm sorry, you got that in there. Sean, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
Morning.
Man, I just wanted to call in about the spring game. Man, our quarterback, Shug, he looks like he has some great arm strength. And Chris Bell, I think he's got some speed over the off season. He looks really good.
Mm.
And then Pierce Clarkson, he's going to be a great backup. And if history serves right, hopefully not, but we might need him a little bit.
Let me ask you, Sean. Do you think, we know this is way too early, anything, you know, but do you think Pierce Clarkson secured the backup spot?
Yeah, I think so. Out of everybody that played, I watched half of it on my phone. I was working, and then I got home and watched the rest of it. But, you know, out of everybody I've seen, I mean, I honestly think Pierce looked the best as a backup.
Mm.
Of course, it might have been designed to look that way. You know, you don't know what Coach Braum had in mind, because I'm sure they had a bunch of sets they was trying to get out there, you know, and run.
Right.
But I just know from what I watched, Pierce looked really, really strong. He looked like he was going to stay in the pocket. I mean, even when the offensive line broke down a little bit, defense got at him, which we got great defense. I think that he stayed in there and took a couple hits. You know, he was going to take some hits, it looked like. But I'm really confident with him as a backup. But I was going to say something about the defense, but it's not fair to, because we don't have a lot of our guys.
Right.
And they can't hit. The thing that got me, and maybe I don't watch enough spring football games, why were they wearing the padding on the outsides of the helmet?
You mean those, the extra crown things?
Yeah. It was like on the outside of the helmet.
Do you hate those things as much as I do?
I just didn't understand it. I was like, what is that? I mean, I just maybe when it fell off, was that mean they was tackled? I just didn't understand what that was.
Listen, I've seen those helmets being worn. I think they're just some extra, protection from the thudding, but not really, just some extra soft padding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call. I hate those. They just, only because they look silly.
Yeah, I just did a quick Google search. It's just extra padding.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't just, if it's protective, if it stops you from actually getting a extra concussion, I should be all in favor for it. It just looks kind of silly.
Yeah, it looks like something you'd put on, like, you remember that game, like an inflatable game, and you stand on either side of each other and you try to hit each other off of the...
Yeah,
like one of those.
Yeah,
helmets.
Helmets that like the military when they do the what is that called, jousting kind of thing. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I guess we can jump around quarterback conversation. He says Shuck looked like a hot arm.
Yeah,
his arm looked really hot. So I want to kind of take Sean's point and run with it a little bit because. Oh, of course, you see that up the sideline throw. Like I said, he probably gets nailed pretty good. If anybody's going to make that catch up the sideline and take the hit, it's definitely Chris Bell. Mm-hmm. So regardless of contact or no contact, he catches that ball up the sideline and probably gets away with that. I was definitely impressed. Again, 81-50-93-9 is the number. 38-31-93-9 is the text line. We're just kind of going over to what you gathered from the spring game. And again, we have to make the disclaimer. It's all limited information. It's all limited, like I said, your availability. Portal, you're going to get more portal going out. You're going to get more portal going in. All that good stuff. The quarterbacks looked like all of their arms had improved. They looked like all of their arms had improved. I don't know, had I not seen enough of Pierce Clarkson actually throwing a football, or, maybe I seen him in drill work, so I kind of didn't give it his full, due because I hadn't seen it out there in a full 11-on-11. But his arm looked hot. I was disappointed about his size, though. I wasn't disappointed in him. I was disappointed for him.
Yes.
Because I'm like, man, what a shame to have a hot arm like that. And just knowing, so I'm like, immediately I thought, hey, Pierce, if you got that hot arm like that, if you're going to be that size, you're going to have to stalk. You're going to have to Russell Wilson yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to get a lot bigger. You're going to have to get a lot sturdier. Your drops are probably gonna have to get a little deeper. You're gonna have to stretch your legs a little more. I was just trying to kind of clean them up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, who took the third reps? Was that Harrison Bailey?
Yes.
That took the third rep. Here's the thing. I wanted to say this. I want to get this out of my system right now. Jahlil Skinner, I'm talking to you. Now, you've sat in here with us. Were you in here the day Jahlil Skinner came in here?
No, I left and right did before we got
okay.
Here. Yeah,
he came in here and did a show with us. Right, I enjoyed meeting him. He was an IMG. He's an IMG Miami Hurricane. Could have went to Alabama. Could have went to Florida State. Could have went to Clemson. Jahlil Skinner is a who's who of tight end recruits in his class year before last. Chase, I'm watching the spring game, right? And it was first half, I think it was third. It was third down. I'm telling you, I had a bit of PTSD. Okay, Chase, I'm in here and... Back when Lamar Jackson was throwing the ball to Jalen Smith, mm-hmm. I would have to come in here. And this is back when our local market was still trying to Lamar needs to change positions, and Bobby needs to do something. And I'm like, no. The only way to it's saying, hey, Jack Plummer is our upside. Jalen Smith is our upside. We have to get him to catch that ball. I mean, we led the country in drop passes with Lamar Jackson. And I'm saying, are y'all not watching it? It's like, no. And then they're like, we'll get somebody else. Nobody can run at the size of Jalen Smith. So we have to make this work. In order for us to get into the playoffs or get where we need to go, this has to work. We can't beat Kentucky if I can't get everything. I had a moment. Not only did I have a moment, I was screaming this weekend to anybody who would listen. There's a play, okay? Third down, you put Jahlil Skinner on the left side of the line. You put a crossing route. You put your A receiver on the right side. They run a crossing route, right? What you do, you get them crossed. There's two linebackers. You run this crossing route. And then you bring your running back out of the backfield. And he sits down right in the middle. You know, he gets and sits down right in the middle. You get these two linebackers. If one chases one way, one chases the other way, this running back is going to be wide open right there. Now, all you have to do is read this linebacker, right? And if this linebacker is sitting down, Jahlil Skinner's coming across his face, all you got to do is throw it out there. And Jahlil Skinner is running right now, right? I'm watching this play. And for some reason, I just knew this ball would be going to Skinner. I mean, he gave it away a bit. It's very bad, you know?
Yeah.
But it's hard not to give it away. Like, could you imagine if you're about to get an opportunity to catch a ball and you're supposed to just jog out and just stay stoned and not give away the play, you know? And a lot of wide receivers will start shaking their hands or just, you know, twiddling their fingers or pulling on their gloves, like all those kind of tells. That's just film work tells. Something about him just said, I smell a rat, you know, like he might. So, Jahlil Skinner, 6'6", it's a dream scenario if he does what he's doing. Okay, Jahlil Skinner runs this crossing route, and he sits down in front of the linebacker instead of running. You know, if the linebacker is sitting, you just keep running. If the linebacker, you know, moves out, then you just sit down, you know, whatever. You know, you could see what the option was. For some reason, he stopped running. Harrison Bailey throws it, leads him. He drops it, you know, he drops it. But when I see that play, I'm like, could you imagine being a coach? And you just drew up a play that was going to get you 30 yards. Everybody's occupied. Jahlil Skinner should be running up the sideline. You had a 6'6 tight end, and he decided to stop running and make this a stop route instead of continuing to run. And Harrison Bailey puts it right on him. And now if I'm Harrison Bailey, I'm like, but here's the thing. If I'm Coach Brohm, I'm like, stop. Stop right now. Everybody take a knee. Except for you. Jahlil Skinner. No. You stand up right now in front of everybody. I want everybody on this team to know that we just got eliminated from the ACC championship. We will no longer be, listen, we lost to a divisional opponent because we couldn't convert a fourth and three because Jahlil Skinner forgot to keep running. I want everybody to know that if I can't trust my tight, you know, it's like, I would have to just stop practice and say, hey, that can never happen for as long as you wear a uniform.
That's the thing. football too.
And you're coaching, so you kind of. And to your point, in football.
Yeah, soccer, something that happens, I forget about it because I got to keep making sure stuff's going all right.
It's a constant. Yeah, soccer is such a constant.
In football, if that happened and I was the coach and I had 40 seconds to sit there and think about, so I'm calling a play for fourth down and whatever it was now, and I should be calling a play in the red zone on first down.
I've been working on this play for this situation all offseason, all week. I put this play in for this situation on Monday for Jahlil Skinner to run past on the crossing route, and everything was flawless. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know who I would be angriest at, just if Harrison Bailey should want to kill Skinner or coach should want to kill. Point being, and with all that being said, this was one of the sharper spring games, the cleaner spring games that I've seen. People don't realize this is his first full recruiting class, full transition of everybody in. Okay, he went from 10% of the team knowing the offense or having an idea about the offense or having a good grasp of the offense in spring game to 70%, because it's easy. Everybody can coach each other now. Now it's, you're so far ahead of the game. And especially if you have your most talented offensive line. Coach Brohm said he thinks this is the most talented offensive line that he's ever had. And if your offensive line is on the same page in the spring game, I mean, schematically, you are in such an advantage of where you need to be. Now, again, Marcus Maben is going to say, oh, I got to have violent practices, though. But I don't want to risk injury, but I got to have violent practices. Would you take Penny Boone back? Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben, 939 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Hey. We love the earth. It is our planet. We love the earth. It is our home. We love the earth. It is our planet. We love the earth. It is our home.
Hi, I'm a baboon. I'm like a man, just less advanced, and my anus is huge.
No one knows what I do, but I look pretty cool in my white or black.
I'm a lion cub, and I'm always getting licked.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Days with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Why were you squirming?
There are cuss words in that song.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, or but I wanted to play it because it's Thursday.
Yeah, is it that bad? I mean,
there's a couple F-bombs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Because, listen, I was just trying to, you know, leave that dead fish in your lap in case, it, you know, in case people were going to get pissed off on text line. Like, what is this? Or they were going to say, hey, I like that song. What is that tune? If I would have known it was. You should have said that in my ear. I would let you off the hook quicker.
Okay.
But I did want to hear it play out, and I was like, okay, let me see if this lands, or is this a stink grenade? So it was funny watching Chase sweat. And speaking of sweat, it's the perfect time to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split. That song was cringe. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, sometimes referred to as the Players Club, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Texas says CH. Texas CH says, Jeff, will air it out way more than last year. You agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, way more. I don't know. I would want to see the percentages on that. But I think he will throw it more than he will run it.
I think he wanted to.
Me too.
Last year.
Yeah.
He wanted to. And here's the thing. The most you cannot account for the yips.
Mm-hmm.
You can do percentages. You can count on injuries. You can bank on every factor under the sun, but you can't account for a guy getting the yips. Jack Plummer just simply caught the yips and couldn't get out of it. And when I say yips, we're talking about a 5-yard out route where a guy is open by a country mile, and he just could not pull that trigger. And I felt terrible for Coach Braun, you know, on that one.
Yeah.
I felt terrible for Jack Plummer. It's like, it was almost like the situation where you have a friend that's battling. You don't know how to use the word depression to a person who's depressed and a person who suffers from depression.
Yeah.
The chemical imbalance that is depression, or the negative Nancy depressed guy.
Yeah.
But now we live in a world where you're not allowed to challenge either one of them. And I, you know, it's like, hey, I'm not going to let you say you're depressed and I watch you scroll. I watch what your timeline looks like. I see what you comment on. I see what you retweet and what you share. I'm not going to play the depressed game until you stop doing this, you get some exercise, and you do this. Now, if you diet right, eat right, and change what you consume from social media and movies, you give me 3 months of that, then I'll say, okay, let's move on to the next step. We got to get you out of this funk. But yeah, the yips, it was kind of like, just throw the ball. And it's like, that's, Jack Plummer was like the suffering from depression versus I'm depressed.
My team that I'm coaching is going through yips right now.
Yips. They just won't pull the trigger.
Yeah, they just, couple bounces don't go their way. They lose a couple games in a row, and then it's like, I don't know if I can pass it here. Or
just waiting for something bad to happen at some point.
Yeah.
I think that's where he was. Again, who? Texters, 38-31-93-9. If Steve was sitting across from me right now, he and I would both say, when you think of yips in Louisville basketball, it was VJ King. Because we saw it up close. We saw him get a fast break. We saw him get a fast break. And we were right under the basket. And you should have saw. It was the, you remember when Simone Biles said she had the twisties? And she's like, I can't. One of the greatest gymnasts of all time could not do a simple, you know, a simple dismount. Because she had the twisties, you know, going opposite way. Boy, VJ King, we saw him get a fast break. And you saw his fingers look like his hands looked like he was playing with oven mitts on all of a sudden. And he was just squeezing the ball with two hands. It's like, God, I feel terrible for him. Because that's like a clinical diagnosis. You got the yips and you can't get out of that. Zach Plummer had the yips.
You can tell. I mean, there's a couple. I bet if you went back and watched some games, you could point to a couple throws where it's like he's trying to
throw
his hand with the ball.
Hand the ball off. Yeah, he just couldn't get it out of his hand. So Texter CH, I do agree that he'll be able to throw it a lot more. I think the fact that Tyler Shuck, and we can call it, again, disclaimer alert, way too early to make declarative statements about who can do what. All I do know is that when we talk about all the factors, the tangible factors, is this is his seventh year in college. He's married. You can't get the yips. 7 years of college and you're married. Tyler Shuck cannot get the yips under zero circumstances. Okay? We'll start right there. You have the Coach Brohm has identified this, and this doesn't sound like a Rick Pitino best shooter I ever seen in my life. Kind of what's it called? I don't want to call it exaggeration. Hyperbole. It's not. He says this is the deepest experienced offensive line I've ever had. Charles McGee says Jack Plummer was seeing ghosts. I would agree with that. Offensive line you've ever had. It's a great place to start. I hated losing Lole. A texter says Lole was chasing the back. I'm going to ask you right now. If you had to guess about Jermaine Lole, bag chaser, situation chaser. Because here's the thing. You lose a couple seasons in injuries. I will tell you, the worst thing, is when the idea starts creeping in your head that you might not make it to the league.
Yeah.
Because that can turn you into a bag chaser.
I'll say situation. I mean, he's visiting Oklahoma.
Okay.
So, and that makes you think bag chaser, because if he can't start, you think if he can't start here, he shouldn't be able to start on Oklahoma's defense.
Okay.
But their coach is Venables. He's a defensive coach.
He knows how to coach defense.
And he might have an open spot for him. And, I mean, Oklahoma's fixing to be good. SEC, you know, he gets the SEC badge on him.
Do you think Louisville is a situation where you can jump off the page just as much in the ACC?
At his position?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I think SEC D lineman, especially he's interior, right?
Yes.
Yeah, interior D lineman, I think, get a bump if they're playing in the SEC or Big Ten when it comes to draft.
So it won't be stat related at all. You think
it could just be
film?
I mean, I think he's a good player. It might be stat related, but I would say him being at Oklahoma maybe is a better situation. But he could be a bag chaser. I mean, because, you know, but I feel like our NIL situation's nice. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know about, again, most of the times I can get a good read on a guy like, hey, you know, hey, we're heavy here. You know, like I said, I'm hearing about, you know, guys in practice who are, you know, doing a good job or, you know, maybe making their teammates uncomfortable with how good they're playing. But I'm just like, he's an older guy. He knows the defense. He was able to excel in the defense.
What's going on?
Yeah, and I think I'd probably lean 60-40 that he is in an NIL opportunity. Maybe Oklahoma is light, and and this is like coming, like we're coming out of our spring game. We got to get some interiors. Like, let's reach out.
Yeah,
are they going to have to change tampering laws?
They might as well just get rid of them.
Just let it go.
Yeah, just, I mean, we're just like. If you got rid of him, though, I guess maybe it lets the cat all the way out of the bag.
It seemed crazy. Like Coach Brohm was a little agitated with the Penny Boone.
100%.
Like somebody got it in Penny Boone's ear.
Yeah.
A little heavy. But I guess if you're allowed to, again, from what I understand, you can hire an agent as long as you don't make any post-college commitments while you're in college to have said agent represent you. If it's not tampering if it goes through the agent, right?
No, it's not. That's the...
Yeah, and if agents can reach out on your behalf.
And the other thing that we talked about a little bit this morning, the agents have no regulations. They're taking like...
They have zero regulations.
They're taking like 25%, which is...
I haven't heard about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's...
So you're saying they're taking advantage of the financial illiteracy of the kids? But... If that's something you're agreeing to, because here's the thing, I do know, especially Louisville, these programs have classes. They have resources, you know. And I do understand if you have there's a difference between having mandatory NIL education classes and having an NIL resource center. Because here's the thing, if NIL resource center is like a tutoring resource center, I'm never going to use it. I'm never going to admit that I need a tutor. I'll fail probably before I, hey, could you, you know. So, no, yeah. And which is a terrible thing, but I do always respect people. I really appreciate people who can reach out and say, hey, I am not educated right here. Can you help me? What is, you know, what's a good situation? But it does take something for you to.
Especially because it's usually someone your own age that you're asking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, just like, hey. How did you make that deal? Or how do you, you know, if you don't have a good teammate to really just break it down for you, hey, no, this is not a good deal for you. This is what you should be looking at, blah, blah, blah. I always want to send a huge shout out to Craig Farmer. Chase, when my roommate was like 26. My basketball roommate on the road, he's like 26 when I was in school.
Oh, wow.
Because he had went to the Navy.
Okay.
Right. And it was good to have an OOG to say, no, it's not acceptable. And no, you should do this. And, you know, yes. Like, it was very good. I had to make a lot of coffee runs. I had to make a lot of, you know, coffee and breakfast and donut runs. But it was so worth the education. Point being, yeah, I don't know how harsh the agents are, but you also, again, if we're still in Wild West NIL culture, that's going to pan itself out, too. Once the word gets out that the agent was taking 25% off of a kid, his name is going to be dead.
It should be.
Yeah. So like the reason, like I said, you'll get a strike or two here and there, you know, where you hit one of these, I won't say illiterate, but if you don't know, you know, ignorant to the way the NIL is done. But yeah, you're going to get more educational programs. But that's why you have Deion Branch. This is why you have Peyton Siva, you know, who can navigate player, you know, player, personal player development. This is where you have this. Hey, no, you need to go talk to the NIL department. You need to, you know, hey, you need to do this right now before you know.
And it's all getting set up as we speak. Like that kind of stuff is probably happening, like NIL departments and.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Communications.
Yeah. Every bad deal that happens. You're going to get a stronger NIL department. Like I said, some kids will be sacrificed. You know, some accounts will be sacrificed before it turn. You know, before you start getting a regulation. But again, you can go ahead and play us out. That'd be a good thing. Man, I went over. I just got all worked up. Still just coming off the spring game. We haven't even gotten to the recruit. I did see your message, the Khalifa conversation. Kentucky. Just signed or just got a commitment. Did y'all talk about that? Kentucky just got a commitment this weekend. Did you talk about that?